What's going on, AfterBuzz family? You knocked and we are buzzing you in. Grab your pineapples and coconut bras because we have Island Fever on the AfterBuzz TV Married to Medicine special coming up next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Sexy, right?
Like, you can't get too crunk with this. You gotta ride it real slow.
I've seen some girls in my time, but you're simply amazing.
Tell them, Craig David.
Can't keep my eyes off of you since you stepped in the room. Maybe it's all of these drinks got me feeling so wavy.
Yes, it does.
But all I know, tonight I'm with you.
I'm with you, DJ Richie Sky.
Hey.
Yes.
She told me that she wanted some love.
Yes. We don't.
So why don't we do it right now?
This is sexy, DJ Richie Sky. Let me show ooh, this is sexy.
Hey.
I like this. Warm it up, baby.
Told you. Perfect for the islands.
Perfect for the islands. It's Super Bowl Sunday, and we up here just, we acting like we in Hawaii. Oh, yeah. I didn't even know Craig David was still alive. And he got me ready to take my drawers off.
Ow.
Welcome to AfterBuzz TV, baby. Where we keep it hot. Where we keep it spicy. Only on AfterBuzz TV. The Married to Medicine AfterBuzz TV special.
Mm.
And we're the only special to keep it hot, spicy, crunk, and lit at the same damn time.
Yep.
You have to use your sexy voice when you're introing like this. With a sexy song like that. First of all, can I just say that we have a sexy song, sexy episode.
We do?
Island episode, and we're both wearing, like, hats today. I got on this beanie because it's Super Bowl Sunday, and I haven't been feeling well, so I've been rocking, like, a beanie all day.
It's
he
cute,
got
though.
On a velvet hat. Like, we're just super winter-centric right now, and this is an island episode.
I know.
So please tell me, who was that song by?
That song is by Craig David, and it's called Warm It Up. Mm. And guys, go check it out on YouTube. My good friend Riley Knox told me about this song, and I have been obsessed with it ever since.
Can I hear like 10 more seconds of it?
Yes.
Mm. That's all I want is love. Yes. Ooh, yes, baby.
Hey.
You gotta move both butt cheeks to this kind of song. Not just one butt cheek, but both butt cheeks. Ooh, warm it up. Thank you so much, engineer. I like that. So how are you finding your songs right now? You're still doing the social media thing?
I didn't actually do social media this week. I actually had another song, and I was telling you about it earlier.
What was the song?
Bring Them Out by T.I. And maybe we'll do that like later on in this, you know, since the season's still going.
We've been doing the show since 2017. Literally.
But, yeah, well, you know, January lasted a year. So
it did.
But yeah, so normally I typically put it out there on social media beforehand, but I got kind of busy today. So, you know, next week we'll get that back going. But yeah,
okay.
Usually the audience picks it. But today I was like, you know what, you said sexy. I said, I got the perfect thing.
So where can they find you on social media when they want to share what they want to listen to?
Good question. Yeah. You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky. Follow me. Where are they going to find you at, girl?
Sure. I don't know. I don't know nowadays. So I'm pretty sure that my Instagram is still McCall Hall of Fame when sports and pop culture collide.
Mm-hmm.
I went on Twitter last week for the first time in a long time and like actually live tweeted because DJ Richie Sky's show stripped his episode premiere last week on Bravo. So I was like actually live tweeting at So McCall Hall with four O's and it was really grand.
You know what? I want to thank you
Tell
so
everybody.
Much.
I want to give you a moment.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for coming out to the viewing last week at St. Felix. Shout out to St. Felix for having us view the episode of Stripped. And I just want to say, like, you know, I had no idea when I did this show that it would impact so many people the way that it did. I was slightly nervous about being so open on the show. But I think it worked to my benefit and actually probably to other people's benefits as well because they could see themselves, I guess, in some aspect of me or in some aspect of something that I was going through or whatever. And I feel like, you know, I just want to give a huge shout out to anybody that reached out to me. I still have tons of messages that I haven't gone through yet. And I feel bad about it because, you know, they're all messages. They're positive messages.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I had one negative thing, and I was like, you know, I just deleted the comment. But
you're always going to have some negative folks out there.
Yeah, but it's like the positive has far outweighed anything negative that came out of that. So, you know, to everybody that watched it, thank you so much. You guys can still catch the episode on BravoTV.com and on the Bravo Now app. It's still out there. You can also download it on iTunes if you like it. The entire season was really, really good. I'm really excited about the episode that we did. And I say we because I don't necessarily feel like it was just me. I feel like it was the people around me. I feel like it was an entire, you know, community experience. So thank you to everybody that participated. Thank you to Bravo. Thank you to Truly Original. Thank you, everybody, for supporting. That's it.
Thank you for showing me your booty. Because I've been waiting to see it. I was waiting. And so was my mom. My mom really liked your butt. My mom thought your booty looked so cute on the television.
I learned
something new about you, though.
What?
So, like Rich said, he had a viewing party at St. Felix over in Hollywood. And, you know, he looked kind of nervous before the show aired.
I was nervous.
Super nervous. I was like, I got to calm his nerves a little bit. So I bought him a shot of tequila. Now I'm just regular old McCall Hall.
My fave.
Like, you know, some months it'd be real good. Some months it'd be like, oh, girl. I bought this man a drink. And come to find out, this man makes $10,000 a month on social media alone. Not counting his JLB, not counting all. Off of social media alone, this man's making $10,000 a month. You should be buying me all the drinks. The fact he let me buy you tequila. I'm messing with you, but I'm very impressed.
When they put that up on the screen, I was like, y'all, I feel violated. How y'all gonna put like metrics and things and numbers and stuff? I know. I was like, Bravo, why y'all do that to me?
I got real nervous when they put that on the screen because I saw like three people in the room like kind of look at you like, there goes daddy. Like, there were some dudes in there, you know, who were like, oh, I never really looked at Rich like that. And now it's like, no, maybe.
And don't look today.
Bloop. Rich, we got to get into this episode. Okay. First of all, shout out to everybody who engages with us on AfterBuzz TV across the board on social media. Thank you so much. We've had so many amazing people comment and share about the show.
After last week's episode, y'all don't know I had people commenting to me on the streets, in my DMs, everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, people.
You set it off last week.
Yeah, people have been giving us really good feedback. And some people don't agree with what we say, but that's the beauty of this show. I mean, we are here to give you our perspective. Not everybody in the country is the same.
And I had no idea so many people that maybe don't comment, and at least until last week, I know, that don't comment regularly that watch the show.
Yeah.
So shout out to everybody that even if you don't say anything, but you still watch, thank you.
But just know what I say is what I say and how I feel is how I feel.
Bloop.
And if you don't like it, you can come take this mic out my hand. I bet you won't.
No, but it sparked such an interesting conversation because so many people had, and it wasn't anything negative. I think people just either agree or strongly disagree with what Toya did.
I almost said a bad word in reference to Toya that starts with an F and rhymes with suck. Let's get to the epicenter of why we had a disagreement last week.
Mm-hmm.
So Jackie and Curtis have a discussion on the beach about the trip to start off this episode.
Yeah.
Curtis, basically, he seems very argumentative, right? He's like, I'm going to be me. You being you is why we're here today. Like, you need to evolve, right? That was very hard to watch.
It was. And I just felt like, you know, a lot of people, when they cheat, they do this. they then become, like, once they feel like they got their way back in, they feel like they are justified for their behavior. They're not. You're not justified. You just happen to be let back in the door.
But don't get too comfortable.
Don't get comfortable.
Because you ain't been paying no bills to begin with.
And I feel like he's comfortable.
Super comfortable.
Way too comfortable.
So Jackie said to him, you need to be careful. I agree with her.
Absolutely.
However, that conversation was being had on the beach during the trip. before they even got on the plane, she should have had that conversation with him privately. Brother, you've been acting a fool. All my friends know you're acting a fool. Nurse your fruit juice, stand in a corner, and don't say a word. Why she waited until that moment, and maybe she, I don't know. We don't see everything. But I just feel like Jackie should have told him before they even got on the plane, my man, don't say a peep.
And this could be a dumb question, but do you think she knew that he was going to act so comfortably?
They've been married for how many years?
That's why I said it could be a dumb question, right?
But you know, let me tell you something. Let me tell you right now. I ain't been working with you but for about 2 years, okay? Glory is 2 years. But I kind of know your mannerisms, and yes. I know you, yes. Right? We have never been intimate. We haven't, for all you people out there who think. Double wings. So it's like, why? I know you well enough to know who you are, what yeah. you are when I bring you around certain people.
Yeah.
They have been married way longer than we've been working together. So that I don't, you can't use it as an excuse. You know your man. You know your man.
Yeah. You know, a lot of times it just bothers me that she seems so nonchalant about his actions and behaviors. But I think that that then makes her complicit with what he's doing.
Come on, complicit?
It does.
Big word of the day? Come on, complicit? Put it on the screen. Y'all can't even spell complicit with your old simple selves. The AfterBuzz TV word of the day is complicit.
And complicit means that she is going along with the behavior. Like, she's not saying when he does something crazy, she's not checking him right then and there. And I do feel like, I get what you're saying. She should have had that conversation on the plane.
Yeah.
But even when the action, if she didn't have it then, when the action happens, she's not checking him in the moment.
She's not checking him publicly.
And she needs to check him publicly.
I think that she, even with the cameras rolling, I think she has checked Curtis, even with the cameras rolling, when they're doing one-on-one things. Just like when they were having group therapy, well, not group therapy, but therapy with Dr. Ken via FaceTime.
Yeah.
FaceTime and Skype. When Curtis
via walkie-talkie.
He said walkie-talkie. Like, I had to replay that a couple of times in my head. Like, he said having therapy via walkie-talkie.
Because that's what it is.
Don't do that. Okay. Because you're not... Okay. So, when they were having their therapy, he was trying to sugarcoat, you know, put sugar on the cereal to right. his actions. And she yelled out, intimate indiscretions, or whatever she said. But they were one-on-one. But with her friends, she doesn't say a peep.
Nope.
That's my issue with Jackie. In front of her friends, she doesn't say a peep.
So she's just silent while he's acting a fool.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to move on. The group takes off for a lunch without Dr. Heavenly and Damon, because Dr. Heavenly has a surprise for Damon. And I want to just talk about Heavenly and Dr. Damon. I'm going to get back to the rest of them.
Okay.
But I want to talk about Dr. Heavenly and Damon. So for those of you guys who are new to the show, Dr. Heavenly and Dr. Damon are polar opposites. Dr. Damon is very stoic.
Mm-hmm.
He's very to himself. And Dr. Heavenly is very expressive. I'm finding a nice word here, expressive. But the one thing that I think we can agree on, and it has never wavered, is the fact that Dr. Heavenly loves the ish out of Dr. Damon. And we see that tonight. So Dr. Heavenly's whole desire to create this couple's trip was actually rooted in her love for her husband, mm-hmm. which really warmed my heart. Dr. Damon is actually from Barbados. They're in Barbados right now. And he'd only met his father one time. And so Heavenly made a surprise visit to the church where his father's body was buried. And I'm going to tell you that really got me, as somebody who lost their father and whose father lost their father. And that whole cycle of losing a father, it can be so numbing at times. So she calls him Daddy again. She goes, Daddy, we're here. And he didn't know where they were. And she told him, like, this is where your father's buried. And I thought in that moment he was going to break down, but he didn't. I just want to get your take on it, because you have a good relationship with your dad.
Mm-hmm.
I found out from your episode of Strip, you have a good relationship yeah. with your father.
Yeah.
What has been the greatest lesson that you learned from your dad, whether he was there to give it to you directly or indirectly? Because it seems like Dr. Damon, while he didn't have his father, he got great lessons from his dad. Do you have anything from your dad that you got? And even indirectly, because Dr. Damon talks about the fact that his dad sent him money for a camp. It came late and he couldn't go. And that gave him an appreciation for money and the dollar. You know, what does your dad share with you?
I think one of the biggest things that my dad has shared with me growing up at a young age. The first was to always be flexible in everything in life. Just never have a rigid line about where things should be. Because if you're flexible, that means that when something happens, if something changes, you're able to maneuver with that situation because life will always change. And the other thing that he taught me was I used to get in trouble for saying the word can't. I never understood this when I was younger. Like, he would like just yell at me, like, if I said I can't do something. And so it wasn't until I got older that I realized I get it now. You know what I'm saying? So I don't say that word. Yeah. You know, there's nothing that I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
I can do whatever I think I can do.
That's beautiful.
You know, so those are the two things that I always think about when I can always spit those two things out because they're the two hard-drawn lines of lessons that my father taught me.
That's beautiful. And that's why you were on Stripped on Bravo. Because of what your dad told you. You know, this, I got to tell you, I'm just going to have a venting moment for me. This scene stirred up a lot of emotion in me. I lost my dad about 10 years ago. But my father lost his father when he was 15 years old. And my dad was from Lubbock, Texas, you know, deep south, grew up picking cotton for crying out loud. And his dad died without a tombstone, just like Dr. Damon's father. And I remember my dad saying, you know, I got to find where my dad is buried and I have to pay for his tombstone. He must be a marked man. And I remember when my dad died, that was something that we had to put in his obituary, was that the greatest achievement in my father's life, kids, everything, marriage, was the fact that he found his father's grave and put a headstone on his father's grave. And this just stirred up a whole lot in me. But you go through your whole life having an identity. And then to think about it, you're going into the ground without a name, without a mark, a sign of life.
It's so interesting because that was the thing that really stuck out to me is that, like, wow, there's no tombstone. There's no headstone. There's no marker.
There's nothing
to really indicate. And I know that the person is physically not here, but there is a place
that proves where that
person resides in a certain sense. Does that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and to get there and there be nothing, you know, because people, when a person passes, that's where they go.
That's where they, that's,
you've got to have some place to go.
Yeah.
To kind of say, this is that familiar spot where that person is.
Yeah.
And when there's nothing there, it's a scary thing to me.
Yeah. So I just encourage anybody who has a parent, even if you haven't closed the door with them and there was no closure, if they have lost their life, find out where they are. And if they don't have a marker, even if it's a brick, you know, with their name in it, put the brick down.
Yeah.
You know, that for me, when my dad passed away, I made sure, I was like, yo, make sure that the headstone is this, is that. It just meant so much to me because it meant so much to him to be a marked man. So, anywho, I'm going to move on from that. But it was a very touching scene.
It was. It really, you know, really was.
I might, let me just say this, because I'm sure that at some point in time, Dr. Heavenly has tuned into our show. I talk a lot of shit, and I'm going to say shit. I talk a lot of shit about Dr. Heavenly on this show because sometimes I don't agree with her.
Because she can take it.
Her antics. And she can take it. At least she should. If you can dish it. But the one thing I will say about Dr. Heavenly that I appreciate and I have always loved about Dr. Heavenly is the fact that she loves the shit out of her husband.
Yeah.
And I really respect that.
Yeah.
Now, Toya needs to learn to shut the hell up about her husband. So they're on the party bus. Toya's getting drunk as hell, as usual, off of Patron, and shares with everyone that her and Dr. Eugene still haven't had, like, a night of fiery, passionate, sweaty sex. Shut up. She's always running her mouth. always running her mouth.
I don't even feel, I've never felt comfortable talking about the sexual activities of me and anybody that I've been in a relationship with.
Right.
You know, there's one thing to talk about your own sexual escapades when you're single. Mm-hmm. But there's another thing when you are actually in the sacred place of a relationship.
I just believe, this is just me. Once you open up the door and let people into the moments of weakness and chains of weakness in your relationship, you're allowing people to know how to fill it. So shut up. Boom. If you don't want somebody in your bedroom, don't share the nuances and weaknesses of your bedroom.
Shut the door.
Shut the door. However, we did learn that Mariah and Dr. Aiden have been getting it all the way in.
I love Mariah. I actually do. I really like her. But I feel like she never misses an opportunity to tell us that they're having sex. And I don't really feel like we are asking.
My whole thing is this, and I'm going to be very for real. Dr. Aiden and Mariah, looking at them, if I were just walking down the street, I would assume that he's probably getting the sex of his life, and she's getting every Birkin bag, every kind of designer, anything that she wants. Just looking at them, I'd be like, yeah, he's getting the loving of his life, and she's getting every designer piece that she wants. Don't ask me where that comes from. That's just my emotion about it. Nobody, for Dr. Aiden to be with you, he's probably getting the fattest of booty and juiciest of booty 5 out of 7 days out of the week. You don't need to tell us that. We know. So I want to talk about Simone acting a fool over Dr. Damon when he finally arrives. I don't like it. She has done this now twice this season. Why don't you get excited off of your own husband? And here's my thing about it. She's not being serious, right? Like, there's no seriousness about her getting excited after Dr. Damon. She's just being funny. But just for the sake of argument, be funny and just have fun with it, with your husband. When Cecil walks in, maybe you could just act a fool that he's there. Even though people know you're being fake, just put forth the effort. Why doesn't she just put forth the effort, even if it's fake?
Why do it, though? Like, you know, why go to such extremes? Like, that's one thing, because he had not been there the previous night. But then there's another thing to just kind of go, you know, Simone overboard. Like,
could she be drinking?
That was actually going to be my
every time she does, like, this, she's had alcohol.
She's probably a little lit.
Simone lives in lit, but in a very discreet way and manner. She's not Dr. Heavenly, who in years past has just downed a whole thing of Crown Royale. And we've seen it.
Thank you for that, Lisa Nicole Clout.
Can we just take a moment of silence for Lisa Nicole Clout? I miss her.
I kind of miss her too, because, you know, first season Lisa Nicole, I was like, she's not really giving me much. But these last couple of seasons,
she was everything. So anywho, I feel for Cecil in regards to Simone. I really wish that she would get her act together. That's just me. We might disagree.
No, I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying it's too late.
We find out. So Heavenly has a moment of vulnerability with her girlfriends and tells them about the surprise visit she did for Dr. Damon. And Quad, who I love, and I really hate to do this,
but I love her too.
I mean, because let me tell you, I'll get on the phone with my mom and we'll have a deep conversation. And my mom has international students who live with her. She loves these international students. And if one of them comes down the stairs and has an hankering for an Eggo waffle, she's like, oh, the syrup's over there. And I'll be in the middle of a conversation and she'll be yelling about damn syrup to the Korean kid that lives upstairs. Listen, no disrespect to my Korean brothers and sisters out there, but he is Korean. And I'm like, yo, I'm spilling my guts, and you're trying to tell him where the syrup is for his Eggo waffle.
Rude.
It's just rude, and it's poorly timed. It gets on my damn nerve. If someone is spilling their heart out, listen. DJ Richie Sky, I love you so much. Do not interrupt me when I'm telling you that I love you so much.
I would never. I would never be so unaware as to say, waitress, first of all, no, don't say that term.
And as for ketchup, salt, and pepper.
Like, in a bad, like, bad timing. Like, just eat the fries, girl, until she stopped crying. Eat the fries.
Fries have a shelf life of about 30 minutes. You can wait a couple of minutes.
A couple more minutes, girl. Yeah.
Anyways, they say it's not all about you. And for the first time, I agreed with all the ladies. It's not about quality.
Same.
And I also appreciate the fact that Cecil checked Dr. G about not being aware
in it.
The night before during the newlywed game. I appreciate Cecil. Yeah, that was good. That.
Yeah.
So let's get into sex therapy. Dr. Damon let Heavenly know during the confessional, I don't want to do this. And then he turns around and breaks a glass during sex therapy. Crushes it. But you know why he did it? Dr. Damon had gone through seeing his father's gravesite for the first time ever. Mm-hmm. He's on national TV. He's doing sex therapy that he didn't want to do. He's stressed. Yeah. I would be cringing at... I mean, like, he hasn't had a chance to just... breathe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's really worked up. So that whole breaking the glass, I honestly think that it wasn't about the sex therapy part. It was just the fact that he's got a lot of emotions going on. He probably still had that church visit on his mind.
And now you got to talk about sex in front of a group of people.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a lot.
It is a lot.
Okay, take a wild guess. How many episodes this season, because we're on episode 12.
Mm-hmm.
How many episodes out of 12 has Simone said, Cecil doesn't say I love you?
For on 12 episodes.
We have 12 episodes in the books.
And we are on season 5. Simone, she's loud and yells and screams a lot.
Just this season.
Okay, just this season.
12 episodes.
She's loud and she yells a lot. She's 12 episodes. 12 times.
You are so right. You are so right.
How did I guess that?
You are so right. For a 12th week in a row, Simone has shared that Cecil doesn't say I love you. Girl, I find that very hard to believe. You have two kids.
Here's the thing.
You have two kids.
Here's the thing. And
you have two kids.
Here's why I feel like you are probably correct in that. Because he says, when I do say it, she feels like it's not genuine. Like she's forcing me to say it. You cannot do that. You can't say to somebody, I feel like you don't do this. And then when the person does it, well, I feel like you only did it because I told you to do it. Listen, you can't have it both ways.
You can't have it both ways. Like, you can't have it both ways.
You can't.
Let me tell you something. Burger King used to have a song, you know, hold the pickles, hold the lettuce, mm-hmm. special order.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the song, but it was all about, you know, having it your way. Yeah. You can have it your way. This ain't Burger King.
It's not.
This is not Burger King.
It's not. And that goes for...
If you want pickles and you say you want pickles, we gonna give you pickles.
And don't be mad that I gave you pickles because you asked for them. Yeah.
But like, okay.
I am giving you pickles because you asked for them.
But like, she gonna get mad because like, oh, well, they're dill pickles and I want it like salt and butter chips or whatever.
Girl, fuck.
Like, oh, they're cucumber chips, but I wanted sweet dills. Like, girl, we gave you pickles.
You might be unhappy because you're unhappy.
Just accept the fact that you are unhappy and stand up as a woman and say that you are unhappy. Don't mask it in. He gave me the wrong kind of pickles. He gave you a pickle. I'm just so sick of it because I think Cecil's a nice guy.
I do. And I feel like I can see in my mind, based on what we see on the show, it seems like he does try.
He tries.
I feel like he does try. And she's harping on this fact that he doesn't say, I love you. But I just don't know that if when she says that and he doesn't say it, I don't know.
My whole thing is, if a man don't love you and he's not saying that I love you, you shouldn't be having kids with him. Period.
Boom.
Now, I know some people out there are going to get on my case like, well, it's difficult. You don't know. I mean, it just be complicated. It's not that damn complicated. It's not that damn complicated. Why is Curtis still talking? So the sex therapist first of all, doesn't know anyone in the group. She's very much new to the group. And she's having...
Like she was 19.
Don't say that.
She looked like she was 19.
Black don't crack.
Okay, she might have been 49, but she looked like
Black
she was...
Black don't crack.
She looked like she was 19.
Don't say that. Black don't she crack.
Did. She did.
I'm not going to tell my real age.
Kudos to you, girl.
Kudos to you, boo, with that flawless skin, girl. So Curtis asked the sex therapist, you know, how can you get your partner to do something new? Curtis, what partner are you referring to? Because you have multiple.
As Dr. Heavenly so scathingly pointed out.
I need him to shut up. But see, the therapist, bless her heart, she doesn't know the backstory. So she didn't know to tell him, shut yo black ass up. And yes, I said black ass. Because when people do something that ignorant, shut your black ass up.
But then, you know, the therapist pretty much flipped it and basically kind of let Jackie know that, like, well, Jackie kind of put herself in, I feel like Jackie put her foot in the mouth.
Jackie laid on the cross, and I don't know why. Jackie, stop doing that. It's not your fault. Jackie always wants to internalize other people's issues. Yeah. It's not your fault. He's not a breast cancer survivor. He's not one of your patients. He's your husband. And he should have been more understanding to your issues.
Right.
Instead of taking it out and giving his love to somebody else or whatever he was giving him. That's my gripe with Jackie.
Giving them Jackie's money.
I mean, if it's the truth. Because I don't know where he was getting money to buy flowers. I don't know where he got money for hotels. I don't know where he got money for shaving cream. Because Dr. Jackie makes all the money. It's hers.
Okay.
It's hers.
Listen, I would be so happy at home.
He claims that he needs time. You're a high school basketball coach. You're unemployed. You have a lot more time to fill than she does.
That whole thing was just like...
He says he needs time.
Bruh.
Get a hobby. Get a job. J to the O to the B.
He look at it with not somebody else like me. Because I would have been like, you need more time? Fine. Go home. Go home.
Dr. Contessa brought up a great quote, and I want to share this. Before I leave here tonight, I want to share this.
Share it.
And I think that any man that decides to, you know, put a ring on this finger.
Wife it.
You have to understand. You married an Oprah. You cannot want a Betty Crocker. Now, that's not exactly what Dr. Contessa said.
Y'all hear that?
Dr. Contessa said, you married Oprah, but you want Betty Crocker. As it relates to me, you cannot marry an Oprah and want a Betty Crocker. I make great reservations, but I ain't making nothing from scratch. Do you think the men are delusional in the 21st century?
I think sometimes people in general are delusional now. You know, I think a lot of times people will require someone else to do certain things that they can't do themselves. You understand what I'm saying?
11-11, make a wish.
I made it.
I think
it's just, it goes around the board right now. You look on social media and it's clear to see that people want things that they don't actually do themselves.
Blame social media. We have to move on. We have to move on. The crew does a volunteer clinic. For the people of Barbados, shout out to Rihanna. Wild, what is her song? Wild Thing, Wild One.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, that's the song. But we find out that Dr. G has health issues.
Yeah.
Dr. G took his own blood pressure, and then Dr. Jackie also took his blood pressure, and come to find out it was like 180 over 110. I'm not very familiar with the metrics here, but it was a very dangerous level.
Let me tell you something, Dr. G. Hot water. Lemon juice at night, and in the morning, hot water, apple cider vinegar.
That's what you do?
That's what I saw my grandmother and my aunt do every morning when they got up in the mornings, and they told me it was for high blood pressure.
And you do that?
I do it now.
You take hot water and lemon at night,
uh-huh.
And you wake up and do the apple cider vinegar.
Uh-huh.
And it keeps your blood pressure low.
Yeah, because I think it's getting to a point where it's getting high, and that runs in my family. So.
And it keeps you sexy. Because you look good. If that's trying. What I have to do to look like DJ Richie Sky, have that flawless skin like Richie Sky, honey, pass me a bottle. Ugh. You know, I feel for him because I think that his blood pressure has been high.
Stress.
But I think that he was even more stressed in the situation. Your wife is telling everybody that you're not having sex. You're on an island. You know, your kids are back home. He's got a lot of things moving around mm-hmm. him, just like Dr. Damon and with the broken glass. I think that men sometimes don't let people know, like, hey, there's too much happening and I can't handle it, because they want to be stoic. I'm a man. I'm a man. I'm a man. Mm-hmm. You have to tell people, like, I need 10 feet. And Dr. Eugene's not saying I need 10 feet. And I think that also contributed to his health issue. I hope he gets better. Get better, Dr. Eugene. But I want to move on to the boat trip because I know we have to get out of here. What happened? I don't understand.
Where it fell apart.
They got on the boat. Dr. Heavenly started driving the boat like a bat out of hell. The men were getting ready to play dominoes. They had on cute little outfits. How do we get from that to Simone screaming at Quad?
I think this has been simmering.
Was there liquor? Because, you know, like I said, like Simone likes to turn up off of the liquor.
My thing is, I feel like this had been simmering with their issues with Quad for quite a while. And I think it blew up right then and there.
I have an idea. Everybody take your phones, your purses, put them in a locked drawer. And let's just have a duel. And the last person left on the boat gets everything. If you're so mad, throw her ass off the boat.
It almost felt like it was about to be a mutiny.
I hope that happens. I really do. I don't know what's going to happen. Have you been feeling a lot of emotion about Quad? Because I don't know. I'm going to be very honest. I don't know where all this is coming from. They say that we take it easy on you because you're the youngest. Do they take it easy on her? Like, what is there to take it easy on? I guess that's my issue. What has she done that has been so egregious to where they have to take it easy on her?
I think that what happens is, and it's clearly things that have happened over time, that she's probably, and I like Quad, I do, that she's probably gotten away with that the other ladies probably don't get away with. Like, she can be probably extra shady to the ladies, and they don't really respond in the same way that they might to Mariah. You know what I'm saying? Dr. Heavenly doesn't really go at Quad the way she goes at Mariah. Neither does really Simone or, you know, Toya, really. You know, the only person that actually went at Quad was Lisa Nicole Cloud when she threw that glass at her.
Lisa Nicole Cloud. She called Quad a low-class hood rat from Tennessee. That scene will forever go down in history.
Oh my God, I just rewatched that the other day. Classic.
Classic. I gotta be honest. If you feel some kind of way, don't take it easy on me. If you feel like I need to be told, tell me.
Right.
And if you don't, that's on you. So you can't say you're taking it easy on me. I didn't ask you to. DJ Richie Sky, let me tell you something right now. If you feel like you gotta go hard on me, go hard on me. Because you ain't doing me no favors or yourself by taking it easy. And that's some truth.
That's
for
a
that
word
ass.
Right there.
So, in between now and next week, I want you guys to take your vitamins, drink some water, mm-hmm. get your vitamin C, because you don't want to feel like me or look like me right now. Okay?
Girl, you look good.
Stop. You're so flattering. But you can find me on social media at So McCall Hall with 4 O's on Twitter and McCall Hall of Fame on Instagram when sports and pop culture collide. And where can they find this sexy beast?
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky. Please follow, like this show, like us. Share it, guys.
Give
Share
us 5 it. Stars, guys. Gosh. Yeah.
We love to see the comments and stuff like that you guys post on Twitter and on YouTube. So keep doing that.
Keep doing that. And we're going to do a special shout out for all of our social media engagement folks. The last episode of the season, I'm going to do a special shout out to everybody. I don't care what you said. You're going to get a shout out. Okay.
Bloop.
Bloop. Make sure you guys follow AfterBuzz TV across the board on social media. And we'll see you guys next week. Have a good one.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.